The things we get are not always the things we want. As I grew up, my parents kept a piece of junk called my great-great-grandfather's violin under their bed. The instrument had hideous cracks on its face, the bridge had collapsed, and the varnish was marred by deep scars. As I traded up violins, 16th sized eighth, fourth, half, I dreaded the day I'd be stuck with this full-size monstrosity. But to my surprise, this violin did not end my musical life. Instead, by inheriting this violin, I was actually entering a story that had started in a completely different world. In 1870, my great-great-grandfather, Morris Weiner, was born in Lithuania. Morris was a traveling fiddler who played in village after village until one day he played his way into the heart of the local rabbi's daughter. Love at first sound, the two immediately eloped. However, a poor traveling fiddler was not a respectable match for the daughter of the most powerful man in the village, and this rabbi immediately had his daughter's humiliating marriage annulled. Devastated, Morris left Lithuania for America to start a new life. In Boston, this poor Jewish fiddler found his ticket to prosperity in whey. What Hood Milk Company saw as waste, Morris saw as possibility. Morris knew that whey, sour cream's primary ingredient, was a Jewish staple. So from his tiny store in the Jewish quarter, Morris earned a real profit. Eventually, sour cream expanded to creamery to Elton Farms supermarket, and one supermarket became 126. Having made a new family with my great-great-grandmother, Morris eventually passed his sour cream empire down to his sons. Leaving his old life and venturing into American business, Morris achieved respect, a family, and prosperity. Finally, in retirement, he could return to his true love, not the rabbi's daughter, but fiddling. My grandmother still recalls how every year family and friends would gather to hear Morris perform klezmer on his violin. When my great-great-grandfather died, so did his music. But my grandmother kept the violin, hoping her son would play. Since my dad did not inherit any musical interest, the violin ended up alone, silent, and slowly deteriorating under a bed. Until one day, I got my full size. Despite my initial skepticism, I learned to appreciate my violin's uniqueness. It's loud, brash, lacks subtlety, and it's tough. Only this violin could have backed my battles against wind, social anxiety, and the greatest of all musical opponents, loud conversation. In my never-ending quest to discover new sounds, this violin's fragile wooden skin has stoically withstood countless bow whacks, enduring while my sparkly new bows break under pressure. This violin will always risk a scratch to try something new. Now, wherever I travel, this violin is my constant. I carry it with me wherever I go. Sometimes, my companion holds me back. My violin's needy, always asking for new parts or demanding to be played. But carrying it also helps me on my travels, giving me tools to speak in my own voice no matter how the world around us changes. And when our adventures end, I know my violin will carry our memories for me. My violin speaks to me, as it spoke to Morris, of its past. Seedy bars, glowing campfires, lonely practice rooms, drunks, handymen, rebels, and new friends and families we've made together. These past adventures compose our current sound, even as my violin and I search for new ones. Carrying our past through life can be a heavy burden, and sometimes letting go seems easier as we strive to make our own way. But even though I didn't choose to take this violin, it turns out not to be such dead weight. After all, Morris carried this violin through his life, but after it ended, his violin carried his story to me. And though my family has now carried it for more than 100 years, when we are gone, this violin and the stories it tells may be the only thing that continues to carry us forward.